We actually have been noticing this trend over the last about 18 years that it has been going back up. And I think this might have just been the study that captured it in the big picture.
So yeah, and that kind of goes with my next question. I mean, do you think the numbers represented are accurate or are they low? Are you seeing a spike in this in your own practices?
It's a geographic thing. We see patients for black lung evaluations both here in Morgantown and also down in Cabin Creek, down a little bit south of Charleston. And we don't see a lot of the advanced form of black lung up here, and we see quite a bit more down in the Cabin Creek Clinic, which again is getting close to that geographic area where the identified in the study. In the area around Morgantown, the coal seams are anywhere from 5 to 8 feet high. In the southern coal fields, it's not uncommon for them to be as little as 20 inches high. And so to get the mining equipment in there that can be as, that requires 32 to 36 inches, they have to take all the time a foot to a foot and a half of sandstone, which generates a lot of silica dust. The more silica dust that's present, the more black lung there is, and the more of the aggressive black lung or complicated pneumoconiosis that you'll see.
So one of the things, Dr. Allen, I think it was you, mentioned in the press release that was sent out, is that the variability of the disease symptoms and the resemblance to other common lung diseases can make it difficult to truly know the numbers of people with black lung disease. Talk to me a little bit about that and about diagnosing black lung in West Virginia.
When we're talking about black lung disease, it covers a range of conditions. So black lung, especially as defined by the federal government, can include any lung disease that arises from exposure to coal dust or coal extraction. So even though people may start with the simple symptoms of I'm a little bit fatigued, I'm short of breath, you know, I have difficulty laying flat at night, I can't catch my breath, you know, it could be from the fact that they worked in coal dust, but or with coal dust exposure, but it could also be, you know, other medical conditions. There's a lot of other common medical conditions that start that way, and you need to have a good evaluation to determine is it something else like the heart or is it coming from the lung and the workplace exposure.
The final thing that makes it hard for just on the medical side to figure out black lung is that there are some physicians in the coal mining areas who don't ever want to call anything black lung because it generates papers that they need to fill out. And so there's sometimes that doctors will, in their own mind, think it's black lung, but not really want to call it.
What does this report mean for West Virginia? Is there hope in terms of preventing and treating black lung here?
Well, there's certainly lots of room for improvement in the development of disease. I hope that this report serves as a wake-up call both to miners, to mine operators, and to regulatory agencies that this disease is real, it's important, and it is preventable to a great extent.
We know what causes it, and, you know, but treating it, we actually have no treatments for black lung other than perhaps a lung transplant for the most severe cases. So if someone has, you know, disease, it's going to be symptom control. And the big issue is the fact that things may be stable, their breathing may be stable for a while, but then it could get worse. And we can't tell people for sure if, you know, if you've got black lung and changes on your x-ray, is it going to stay that way? Or in 5 or 10 years, is it going to progress and become worse? So that's why this disease is just so difficult to manage, because once you have it, you have it.